Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really diving into a fascinating piece of work. It's episode 14 of the Faith Beams GP podcast. The title is Because He Loves Me, the Promise of Rescue and Protection, Psalm 91 Series, Part 14. So this deep dive, it's all about looking at what this material says about, well, divine rescue and protection, and this interesting idea of acknowledging a higher power's name within that whole context.
That's right. It's quite a rich exploration they undertake. They weave together scripture, personal stories, some really powerful testimonies. Our goal here is really just to pull out the main ideas, understand the perspective they're presenting on these themes.
Okay, so let's get right into their anchor verse. Psalm 91.11, it says, Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. And the original podcast really invites listeners to pause and think about those first few words, because he loves me.
Yeah, and what's really thought-provoking there is the question they pose. What does this love for God actually look like? And crucially, how does that love within their framework sort of activate what they describe as divine protection? And we'll be looking at how they define that and give examples.
So the source material starts off defining rescue. Mm. And it's interesting, they talk about it not just spiritually, you know, like salvation, but also in a very tangible kind of real world way, like direct intervention.
Precisely. Yes. And they use scripture to sort of back this up. For instance, they bring up Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, that promise, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
Mm.
So that really speaks to deliverance from, you know, overwhelming situations.
Right. Being with you through it.
Exactly. And another one they cite is Psalm 18.11. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. That paints a picture of very active, hands-on help.
It's almost a physical image there.
It is. And then there's 2 Timothy 4.18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack. So that highlights protection specifically from, well, harm or malice.
And like you said, it's not just theoretical for them. They share this really vivid story, a case study from Ghana. It's about a family caught in a terrible flood. And the account says that after praying Psalm 91, they were, well, miraculously saved. It's presented as this stark example of rescue in a real life or death moment.
A very immediate application of the principle they're discussing.
Okay, so that covers the rescue part. But then the podcast moves on to something related but distinct, this idea of what it means to acknowledge a name. They talk about the Hebrew understanding, which is apparently much deeper than just, you know, saying the word.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just recognition. It implies a deep trust, loyalty, a shared identity even, like being in covenant with the one whose name you acknowledge. It's about relationship.
Right, not just identification. So how does that play out practically in their view? How does this acknowledgement connect to protection?
Well, the podcast reflects on specific names used for God in the scriptures. Names like Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, or Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner, El Shaddai, God Almighty.
Ooh.
And from the podcast perspective, actively calling on these names, really understanding what they signify, that act itself is presented as opening doors to divine protection.
And again, they use personal stories to illustrate this. It's not just doctrine. There's one from France about a mother. Apparently, doctors had given up on her child, but she put her trust in Jehovah Rapha,
which means the Lord who heals.
Right. And then another story from Jamaica. This one's about a teenager reportedly delivered from, like, serious gang involvement, and the testimony is that it happened through calling on the name of Jesus. These stories really aim to make that abstract idea feel very concrete and powerful.
They're trying to bridge the gap between the scriptural concept and lived experience.
Definitely. Then the podcast takes another turn, connecting these ideas to, well, what's happening right now. It directly mentions current global events, things like the floods in Nigeria, the unrest in Haiti, refugee crises in Europe.
Yeah, they bring it right into the present day. And I think the point they're making, connecting it to the bigger picture, is that even with all this chaos and danger in the world, from their viewpoint, God's promise of protection still stands firm.
Despite the evidence, you might say.
Or perhaps because of the evidence of chaos, the promise becomes more pertinent from their perspective. They reinforce this with Psalm 24.7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. It suggests this active, watchful presence, even when things look dire.
And there's another testimony they share, this one from Trinidad. It describes a man whose home was apparently spared during a violent gang raid, and the source attributes this to what it calls anointed prayer.
Right, and just for context for you listening, anointed prayer in this kind of framework usually suggests a prayer believed to be empowered or guided by divine inspiration carrying special weight.
Okay, so it's presented as another example of protection in the face of really immediate physical danger.
Exactly, making the promise very personal and practical.
Which leads into the next section where they really pivot towards personal application. They basically ask you, the listener, directly, how have you experienced this kind of protection in your own life?
Yes, they encourage reflection. And the original podcast, as we found in the source material, it actually guides listeners through a short moment of silence, or what they term worship, encouraging people to actively engage with and acknowledge that divine name we talked about.
And they suggest practical things too, like journaling about it or sharing stories online using hashtags like hashtag Psalm 91 protection or hashtag Faith Beams Global.
Right, fostering a sense of community around these experiences.
And then to kind of bring it all together, they conclude that part with a verse from 1 John 4.19, we love because he first loved us, which seems to circle back to the very beginning, right? That divine love is the starting point for everything else, the rescue, the protection.
It anchors the entire discussion back to that foundational concept presented in Psalm 91.14.
So, processing all this, what are the key takeaways from our deep dive into this podcast material? It really highlights a perspective where these divine promises, rescue, and protection aren't just ancient ideas. They're presented as tangible, active, and available right now. It's quite a blend of old texts and modern life.
Absolutely. And the material really challenges listeners, doesn't it? It encourages you to internalize these ideas, to live a life that reflects this deep love for God they talk about. And that practical step of memorizing Psalm 91.14 for the week, that makes it very immediate.
Yeah, very actionable. And the original podcast itself has clear calls to action. Share the episode, they say, with someone who might need to hear about this idea of divine rescue. Leave comments, share your own stories, use the hashtags.
Building that community engagement, like we said.
And they also tease their next episode in the series. It's titled, He Will Call on Me and I Will Answer God is Listening. So it suggests they're continuing this exploration of divine interaction.
Right. So this deep dive, we've looked at how this particular source material explores rescue, protection, acknowledging a name, using scripture, stories, real-world events. It's a specific viewpoint woven together quite intricately. And it does leave us, and maybe you listening, with a question to chew on. How do you personally think about or seek out protection in your own life? What role does faith play? Or community? Or maybe self-reliance? How do those things mix for you?
That's a great question to reflect on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning.